Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Today I have the one and only Angela Topman, and we're going to talk about a very important part of playing big, and I've shared this on many occasions, the importance of having systems, systems that allow you to do what you do more effectively, and without the systems, you can't scale. Well, part of creating systems is also building in the accountability for those systems. And my accountability is sitting on my left. She's the one that really keeps things moving in the right direction. And when I start getting excited about new opportunities, she tends to, you know, rein me in and have us relook at priorities. So I thought, as part of this podcast series, we really ought to talk about the importance of accountability. So Angela, thank you for taking your time today.
Thank you for having me on your show. What an honor.
So Angela has been working with me for almost 17 years. And I hired her when we were at Rich Dad, right as an intern out of ASU. She was in the accounting department. And she had a little hiatus for about a year, but came back to work with me at Pay Your Family First. So I will say it is by far one of the top decisions I've ever made. And she makes my life so much easier. And that's a whole concept of playing big, is surrounding yourself with people that make your life easier. So thank you for that. And I want you to share. She didn't like to speak initially. She was afraid of being on stage. And then that all changed. She's quite the dynamo. So I'm very proud of her. And
thank you.
You're very welcome. So let's talk about accountability, because you've taken what you do and created a system around that, right?
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting because my perspective on accountability is a little bit different than I think. A lot of people hear the word accountability and they think to themselves, oh no, you know, I'm going to get caught not doing what I should, or it's this, you know, kind of there's this negative connotation associated with the idea of accountability. Well, I truly believe that accountability is not meant to tear you down. There's no finger wagging necessary as part of accountability. I believe that accountability, if done well, should lift you up and should really be a part of your support system for playing big, either in your personal life or in your business life, whatever it is that you're doing. And so really that's my goal in what we do here with the work we do together in the Play Big movement, is that there's accountability built in so that it supports moving forward and accomplishing what the overall mission is.
Well, and you really kind of divide it into three steps. So why don't you kind of start at the beginning?
Well, sure. In order to be accountable to yourself or to anybody, first you have to understand what the expectations are. And, you know, throughout my work with Sharon at the Rich Dad Company, as well as here at Pay Your Family First, I've been very blessed to be able to participate in a lot of really excellent training. And one of the lessons that I have learned that will stick with me forever is that the majority of upsets are caused by unmet expectations. I truly believe that. I have seen that ring true over and over and over again, both in personal settings as well as business settings. And so establishing expectation is very important. How do you know that you're doing what you are meant to do if you don't know what that is? And so, and there's multiple parts of expectation as well. So first you need to know who's involved. So for example, if we schedule a podcast and you're interviewing somebody, we have an established system in place for who is going to send out the information for connecting on the podcast. We have an established system in place for sending out the release and making sure it gets sent back to us, and then there being quality control on the podcast. And you talk about systems a lot. And I think people think of systems as very robotic or something that's done by technology. And it does help when those things are available, if technology is available and you can automate systems. But really, systems is a set of activities and tasks that support an end goal. So systems can still be very personal. And that's an important distinction, because your expectation is that when people do business with you, it feels personal. So we automate some things, but we have a personal touch with people that are being interviewed on your podcast, for example. That's done by a member of the team here, myself, or someone else. And so one of the most important parts of expectation is that you're very clear on who's involved. Another part of it is that the expectation is measurable. And Sharon, you talk about goal setting and the importance of having a measurable goal. Well, an expectation is a goal, essentially. And so how do you know if you've achieved your expectation if you can't measure it? So knowing who's involved and then having a very clearly defined goal, both two very important parts of expectation.
Well, and I think when you think about expectation, typically stress is the anticipation of your expectation either being met incorrectly or not being met at all. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of intangibility around expectations. And so what Angela's talking about is creating a tangible frame around your expectations so that you have the highest likelihood of reaching those goals or those expectations. And part of that is, you know, going from the dream to the wish to the goal. And the more you can frame it, the more likelihood you will actually achieve it.
Absolutely.
So what's the next step?
Well, once you've established your expectation, once you know what it is you want to do, you've identified the parties and you figured out how you're going to measure if you're hitting it, it's very important to communicate those expectations. And I'm sure that you can think of, and I can absolutely think of situations in my own life where I was upset by something because somebody didn't do what I wanted them to. And then they said back to me, well, you didn't tell me. And I was busted. That there was no argument because I didn't clearly communicate my expectation. And, you know, some of the more humorous examples would probably be situations between my husband and I where, you know, again, we just didn't communicate clearly enough who was going to handle something. But again, this becomes very important in a business setting as well, because especially if you have team working around you, which again, you talk, Sharon, and you advocate for building a solid team around you, they need to all understand and feel good about how they're contributing to what your common goal is. And so you have a mission, you have team members that are helping you achieve that, or you have people that you're working with, or let's say clients, you're working with clients to achieve your mission. That is your mission. And they need to understand what to expect from your interaction. And the only way that they'll know that is how you communicate it.
Well, you've heard me say many, many times, communication is usually at the bottom of every issue, positive and negative. And I can't even count the number of times when I realize that I haven't properly communicated what my expectations are. But you know you've created a system that really works when around here, I'll say, well, you know, we have to remember to do this. And the answer is, it's already done. So that knows, yes. That knows you have the right team around you, and you have systems in place to make sure that the expectations are set, the communication has been accomplished with the people that need to hear about it, and the results are there. And so it's, I always smile because, and my answer is, of course it is. So I just make me feel good having to say it and now to hear that response. So again, team, communication, expectation, and they all work together mm-hmm. to create success.
Well, and just to support what you shared about internal communication, the communication around expectation or anything, as you've made the point, is two-way. And that's something that is very important, specifically related to expectation, because we're not necessarily talking about making directives and then that being the end of it. There needs to be an environment where your team can feel comfortable saying to you, I'm not clear on what it is you want, or I understand we have a new expectation, but I'm not clear on the process to get to that. And so again, this isn't just a matter of writing a manual or creating a step-by-step system. It's really a step more above that. It's about being sure that you've clearly communicated what those expectations are and that people are really engaged and enrolled in the importance of it. A lot of times what we see happening with clients is that they have an expectation, they've communicated it, but they're still not getting the results that they want from the people around them, or they're still having unmet expectation. Well, unfortunately, in those instances, it's often because the people they're relying on or that they're trying to hold accountable to those expectations, they don't share the same priority of importance for that expectation that they do. And so communication being a two-way road and ensuring that all parties involved are equally invested in what that expectation is critical.
Well, I think also for those of you that are CEOs or the entrepreneurs with a team, it's inherently part of your responsibility to acknowledge and to be aware of what you have and have not communicated. So the best example is I'm on the road a lot, so I'll be at an event and you know, my team is not there with me. And so a lot of things happen over that period of 1 or 2, 3 days. And it is my responsibility to download or debrief with the team as to what all happened, what the follow-up needs to happen. And if I don't do that properly, then I'm actually stunting the growth of my business because there are people waiting for follow-up. And that's something that I've been, you know, guilty of. So we continue to try and fine-tune that system to make sure the follow-up that we need to do is there. And, you know, to the point where the pendulum swings in the opposite direction, because Angela will get, I'll copy her on the same email 2 or 3 times. And she says, I got it. So, but part of it is making sure that you are communicating. And same thing with the term that I coined, swoop and poop, whereas you just kind of come and you dump it and you expect everybody to get things done right away. Again, that has to sit into what they're already scheduled to be done. And sometimes it requires reprioritizing. And that's that communication that you have to have with your team to say, okay, how does this shift? We just got an email in yesterday. And it from someone that I met 4 or 5 months ago that wanted to do this whole new project with me. And I'm glad at the time I didn't clear the decks for that project because it took 4 months to hear from this person. So now I'm less excited about it than I was 4 months ago, but I still want to look at it because it's something that is a new initiative that I want to do where they would do most of the work, which is always a good thing. So, but be aware of not only your communication, but the communication from the people that you work with, because if it's somebody that doesn't follow up very well initially, then it probably is something that might reoccur during the relationship. So, but I think you have a third step, right?
The third step, yes. So I keep saying very important. They're all very important, mm-hmm. and they really are. The third step, equally as important, if not more so than the first two, is evaluation. So you set your expectation, you communicate your expectation, and everybody goes about to do their job to meet that expectation and to move your business forward or to achieve your mission. And if you're never looking back and reflecting at how you're doing, it's very difficult to ensure that you're always maximizing your opportunity and maximizing the skills of those around you. And so sometimes it can be intimidating or, you know, I don't know, you could think of the employee review process or any particular process where you have to look back and say, how did I do? This is really at the crux of what accountability is, because if you haven't looked back to see if you achieved it, then you can't make adjustments. And, you know, making adjustments is not about admitting to failure. That's one thing that's very important to understand, first of all. I think a lot of times people feel like, you know, if I'm being held accountable to something and somebody called me on not achieving it, I must have failed. Well, you know, there's two steps before evaluation. And so really the three-step process gives you an objective way to go back and say, where did my process or system not necessarily support me in meeting this expectation? And again, reflecting back is the only way to do that. And so being able to objectively look back with all parties involved and say, our expectation was that we were going to produce we're going to grow 10% in sales over the last quarter. And our expectation was we were going to do this based on X, Y, and Z happening. Well, great. You clearly created that expectation. You clearly communicated that expectation. And in the evaluation process, you can go back and say, did X, Y, and Z all happen? If they did, and I still didn't meet that expectation, then I know to move on to the next factor in the equation.
And, you know, for type A entrepreneurs, the word accountability and the word evaluation tend to be like, that means you have to take time to do stuff that is not, you don't think is forward progression, but it is. Because by doing that, you can fine tune your systems and create a more streamlined approach to what you want. And so that's where it's so important to have the right team around you, because you need the team that's going to hold you accountable and the team that's going to be able to evaluate where you are, what's accomplished, and then bring you the executive summary so you can make the decisions you need to streamline it. And so it's really important. As an example, a few years ago, we had a group coaching program, and we had an accountability call, and that was the lowest attended call that we would have. And we changed the name. What was the name changed to? You remember?
I don't remember. But we did take the word accountability out of it. We took the word accountability out of it, and we saw an increase in attendance for that call.
So does that tell you something? Ask yourself, would you show up on the accountability call?
Right.
So it's almost a subconscious reaction to that, because people don't want to be held accountable. And yet, if you truly are committed to building a strong business, that's exactly what you want to be. And same thing when we did a group, we asked people to submit their financial statements. And some people, Johnny on the spot right away, had them to us because they were investing in themselves and they wanted to have results. And so they complied. Other people were hesitant to want to share what they were doing financially. So, as you know, ask yourself, where would you be in that scale? Are you ready to hold yourself accountable? Because that's more important, because a lot of it's what's going on up here. And as we complete this particular podcast, we're going to actually do a shorter one for those of you that belong to the private Facebook group and talk a little down and dirty about things that can happen. And if you're not a member yet, please go ahead and join the private Facebook group, the Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter, and we will see you on the other side. So thank you, Angela. Last words for the folks.
Thank you for being here, and good luck. I hope that you have your three-step process written down and that you're looking at how you can improve accountability to empower yourself and your team.
Those three steps again are?
The three steps are establishing expectation, communicating expectation, and then evaluation.
Great. And be accountable. Join the Facebook group. See you on the other side.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.